I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's a terrible cackle. I don't think I ever acknowledged that. That's really
man,
bad.
Man, stop being hard on yourself,
I just
man.
Told never. Him that. I just Not told him never. That before we turned the mic on.
Never.
Like, you're too hard
man,
on yourself.
Every time I hear his voice, he complained about it,
literally.
Man. That was fine, man.
30
that was,
seconds before
that. Was
you
worth
said
the
that.
Cackle.
I'm a high-level hater even of myself. Yeah. Deal with it.
Hey, all right. That was worth the cackle.
He hates himself more than he hates anybody
That's right.
Else.
Yeah. You can't out-hate me. You can't out-hate me. Happy Wednesday to you. In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We've been talking about the Texans. Cutdown day was yesterday. They did indeed get to that 53-man cutdown with some real spice mm-hmm. in that 53. Only two tight ends, three quarterbacks, seven wide receivers, damn near 15 defensive linemen. I mean, just a very, very intriguing 53-man roster. And, of course, whenever you have an opportunity, you get to talk to the people who made those decisions. Obviously, we'll get to hear from D'Amico Ryans a little bit later today as he will talk to the Assemble Media. But earlier, Nick Caserio talked to the Assemble Media about the 53-man cutdown, and we won't play the entirety of it. However, there's a few things that really caught the imaginations of Texans fans, I imagine. I know that me listening this morning, there was like, oh, well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And one of the big ones is Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon is one of the best players on this team, as evidenced by being one of the six guys that you had on the top 100 list, because I feel like we're done unless something crazy happens and just all of a sudden
Kamari Lassiter,
number 10. All of a sudden, like, whoa!
Austin Brinkman.
Yeah, it's right.
Aziz, come right. in at number 9.
Yeah.
Just all of a sudden, Jaden Hicks, I didn't even know we could let rookies be on here.
Christian Kirk.
No, but he's one of the one of those six guys, and on top of that, especially on offense, he's one of the guys that you look at and you can go, he can make a little bit of something out of nothing. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we weren't surprised by it, but it hit us real hard when we had the full realization that he will be on that reserve list to start the season and he will miss four games. And so, oh, what does this team actually look like when you don't have him for an extended period of time? And how extended is that time period going to be? Well, who better to yeah. ask than the man who, you know, signs his checks, I guess, in theory, right? Or the guy, at least, who is
makes
in charge,
those decisions.
Makes those decisions, right? So Nick Caserio was asked, and the wording of this question is very important when you get the response. And maybe I'm making a little something out of nothing myself, but you let me know. Nick Caserio, is Joe Mixon going to play this season?
Playing this year, Mixon?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll take it one day at a time, and we'll evaluate those players after 4 weeks and kind of see where they are in their progression and then make a determination.
When your mama used to tell you, we'll see, what did it mean?
It means I hope that you forget that you were asking me for McDonald's and we never come back to this conversation.
Figgy, when your mama said, we'll see, what did it mean?
It ain't happening. Or I have to think about it.
I'm not going to go that far, but we'll see has meant the same thing forever. It's leaning one way.
No, my thing is, he asked about Joe Mixon, and he said, we're going to evaluate all the players.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about all the players. We're talking about Joe Mixon.
How about that one player right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kept going back, and maybe I'm biased because I was listening to that doctor that we played yesterday, Morse, who's a specialist and all that stuff, and he broke it down in detail about where the injury was, what the inflammation meant. If you weren't listening, I'm just kind of recapping here, that he would be surprised if it was more less than four games. It could be half the season, and then he said could be all the season. I don't know exactly what it is, but he knows a lot more than I do. So I kind of bookended that with we'll see. And I'm like, whew.
Because, I mean, it'd be one thing is, hey, do you know when we're getting Joe Mixon back? We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
That's very ambiguous. Is he going to play this season as a 17 plus game window?
Yeah.
We're talking about literally 4 to 5 months of, hey, window for... Yeah, he can come. Like, the answer yes there is very easy. And he just goes, we'll see. Now, you can still interpret
or even,
that.
I think so. You know?
So you can interpret that a lot of different ways. And so the idea of not feeling confident enough or comfortable enough, even though I don't know if that's exactly what's happening, and I'll explain the reason why here in a second, but not being able to just be like, yes, he will play this season, but we'll find out when,
that one has
thrown a lot of people into a level of concern. Did that do that for you?
Yes. It's very obvious. I mean, I appreciate the candor because, he could have danced around it a number of different ways, but it was flat out, we'll see, and then kind of shifted, to what Figgy was talking about. You know, we'll evaluate all the players. It's not encouraging. It's not a be-all. It's not a definitive, he's not going to play. But when you kind of take the context of hasn't done anything, was seen in a walking boot, deep into the summer. Hasn't been, active at all, that we've seen much on the field. It's definitely leaning in one direction, and it ain't a great spot.
No, it's not. And I mean, you were talking about that doctor that you would, obviously as a specialist, he seemed to imply something that, something like that midfoot injury, something maybe akin to like a Liz Frank injury. I think I've seen a number of people mention that as a possibility. And that's not a quick one. That's not a quick recovery.
Mm-hmm.
If surgery is necessary, supposedly recovery can extend to 3 to 6 months, which, I mean, if you look at middle of the summer, 6 months takes you damn near to the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's also very telling. I mean, they made the move to get Nick Chubb in here relatively quickly.
Yeah.
So they know before anybody else. And so Nick Chubb getting here, getting the first team reps, we were all thinking what a great 1-2 punch that could be if Nick Chubb, is healthy. And now we're like, okay, maybe that wasn't a 1-2 punch they were looking at. Maybe that was like, we got to cover our bases.
Right. From the 8-3-2, when my wife says, we'll see, I already know I need to just turn over and go to sleep. Yeah, brother. But with that being the case, I think
I'll take we'll see.
It's called. Wow. I'm starting to understand Lopez a little bit better now.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Donor-advised funds from DAFGiving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It does call into question, again, the way that they handle injuries as a large on a larger level. And I appreciate Landry for asking the question in the meeting or in the media press availability, because he just wanted to get this on wax. Nick Caserio, what would you say is your and D'Amico Ryans' approach to injury news?
Yeah, protect the players. So again, I mean, it's not public information. So we're trying to do, again, because here's what's happened with injuries, Landry, all right? Everybody tries to make an extrapolation about when are they ready, what are they doing? Well, you guys said it was this number of weeks, then it was early, then it was later. Like, there's no good solution. The solution is protect the players and look out for the best interest of the players. Take it one day at a time. Everybody's on a different timetable. Everybody's got a different process that they have to go through. And that's how we handle it. So, again, like, other teams may handle it differently. So we just do what we feel is in the best interest of the team and what's best for the players. And D'Amico has said this. He was a former player, so he obviously has a pretty good lens. I just think sometimes, you know, there's an extrapolation that tries to get made about every little detail and about what a player is going through. Look, players are dealing with a lot. And I would say in a lot of cases, it's very mentally fatiguing and taxing for that particular player. And who else, you know, nobody else really knows what else they have going on top of their injury. So we're trying to be sensitive. Look, I understand you all have a job to do and you're trying to get information. Like, we understand that. We respect that. But we're also trying to look out for the best interest of the players, because that's what we feel our responsibility is to them.
And he was holding those reins, wasn't he? He was holding it back a little bit.
He said, listen here, buddy.
he was trying to stay in control, but you could pick up a little bit.
I love whenever GM or coach said, I know you guys have a job to
do.
I know you got to write your little articles and your radio shows.
And sometimes that can be condescending. I think he does appreciate that.
No, he do.
Yeah. And they believe strongly in this. D'Amico, you can tell that, you know, with all his heart and most of his kidney, he is in this place where he goes, I want to protect my players. I don't want to expose them more. And I do think that all of this comes from a good place. I do, though, disagree with the idea that this is the only way to protect that player. Because I think that in a vacuum of information, mm-hmm. either misinformation or less than stellar information is going to take hold. Because he's like, yeah, well, I guess they think that if you don't give oxygen to the opportunity to talk about these things, that they won't exist.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to talk about these. Like,
yeah.
When we're not seeing Joe Mixon, we're not seeing Christian Harris, we're going to ask the question, why aren't we? And if we don't have any information from the most credible sources that we can lean on, which is Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, to give us some insight, then we're just going to have to try and figure out and even parse even further details, that whatever details we can get, because that's the only information that we can operate off of. I think that you actually do more of a disservice, because we're going to constantly ask questions and we're going to try and find information wherever we can from maybe the less than stellar sources than rather from you directly.
No, and to be clear, I probably, if I were in that position, I'd do the same thing. I'd want to protect the player.
100%.
Not draw a line in the sand that if you fall short of that line, great. But if you go over that line, all of a sudden, you know, the sky is falling. So I would do the same thing.
Yeah, it's good for the players, too.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is you could tell he was just a little bit irritated about it all and wanted to hold it all back, because he knows, I think, anyway, my opinion, he knows that it's so unpredictable right now with Joe Mixon. You know, even as much information as they have, as he said, every this is different, every person is different. You know, and how they respond to whether it's treatment or rehab or whatever.
Yeah, and it could be a thing where maybe they don't have a real answer
mm-hmm.
on what's going on. Maybe it's not, and that's the part he don't want to, I guess, give the details to it.
Right.
But maybe it's something with the ankle or the foot that's not really healing how it should heal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really jump in front of the mic and just say, yeah, it's not really healing fast enough or all that stuff. So maybe he really don't have an answer.
Yeah,
and I think that you, in kind of holding whatever information, even if you don't have an information, I think, or don't have an answer, I think that probably comes across. And I understand, like, the media reception of this isn't the highest priority for them. But I think that, again, you lean into opportunities for people to then question the player. Like, people have questioned Christian Harris last year.
Soft. Mm-hmm. These guys are soft.
And we don't have much to combat because we don't have any information to say, no, this was the expectation mm-hmm. given this idea. Now, I do think that one of the things that's clearly a concern for him is, well, what happens if you end up in an Astro situation where you think you diagnose it one way and then you end up being wrong?
Exactly.
I think if you get to extreme portions of that, which I think the Astros have reached, you open yourself to criticism. People understand there's a little bit of wiggle room with injuries. People mm-hmm. understand that, like, the human body is not a machine to where this is absolutely going to hit this place. Hell, even dealing with machines. I took my car to the shop. They're like, oh, the car will be ready in a week. Will it be a week? Will it be a week and a half? Who knows? I understand that there's wiggle room there, but I don't think that that then is the reason to then, you know, completely clear out the place of information, because I think people are a lot more understanding of, we thought it was going to be a month. There was a setback. Or we thought it was going to be a month, and actually, hey, look, the progress is better. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that ends up harming the player nearly as much as we're making it out to seem there. And I think that, honestly, this vacuum of information, and of course, I understand I benefit from more information. I recognize that, I raise my hand, but this vacuum of information probably doesn't help the supposed protection of the players that I think they want. Again, yeah. I think they're coming from a great place. I just don't agree with them on that.
Exactly.
Somebody said, early confession, Texans injury responses compared to Espada. Laughing. Okay, all right. They need to stop using the Astros medical staff. See, and that's the thing is, you open yourself up to those jokes.
He was actually more candid when he said, we'll see.
Yeah. At this point, I think I'd rather take a we'll see instead of saying, oh, he'll be back week five.
Yeah.
And then week five roll around and it's mm-hmm. like, we're not sure when he's going
to. Foot discomfort.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not necessarily, like, again, I get where they're coming from. I don't know that this really helps necessarily, but this is the MO that they've decided to mm-hmm. take, and it leans us to the place where we go, is Joe Mixon going to be 4 weeks? Because they're basically like 4 weeks, and we'll evaluate in 4 weeks, which actually, even that says a good amount, right? Like, in the 4 weeks, and then we'll evaluate where we are.
Yeah.
I mean, with dudes on the IR, you could start that return time, that 21-day return mm-hmm. time before that, so that they could be ready and eligible at that 4 weeks. So the idea that we're going to come back and reevaluate in 4 weeks, that again says something. And here we are, evaluating details, because we don't have any level of set time,
yeah.
or not even straight set time, but anything like, this is what we're kind of thinking right now. We'll still see. That's still a possibility. That's not what we got from the Texans here. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. A lot more interesting things than Nick Caserio talked about, talking about Tommy Togiai, talking about British Brooks, and a lot of other things that we will return to as we continue on this day. But coming up next, question of the day, John Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
In honor, or maybe, I don't know, is honor the right word here?
Yeah, sure.
Tommy DeVito, Tommy Cutlets, Cut. So a nice flash in the pan story with all due respect to him. Who is your favorite sports flash in the pan of all time? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.